Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott joining you. It's 105 in Edmonton. Second hour of Oilers Now. If you missed the opening hour of the show, you missed our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of no payments and no interest for 1 year. And our top story was we had Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett on, talked a bit about Dave's drive for Sports Central in honor of Dave Tippett's former teammate with the Hartford Whalers, Dave Smejko, of course, Edmonton sporting icon. And we talked a lot about the potential out of depth up front with the Oilers forward units with both Dave and John Shannon. Second hour of Oilers Now brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex, who wish you and yours all the best during these challenging and uncertain times. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. In this hour, a longtime hockey executive who's in a new role now with Hockey Edmonton, Steve Hogle, coming up. Also, Reed Wilkins. And we will play Oilers Now trivia for Greta. It's going to be a challenging one today, that I can tell you. You can reach us at any time on our Oilers Now River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, and that's where we're going to go right now with Steve Hogle. Hi, Steve. It's Bob. How you doing?
I'm excellent, Stoss. How are you?
Good. So help me out here. Take us through this crazy journey. So for how many years did you work at the CTV plant back in the day?
I think I was there for about 26 years.
Okay. Starting off in what role and then finishing up in what role?
Oh, yeah. No, it started off with the graveyard shift, working overnight and producing news for Dick Scott on the Don Percy show.
Wow.
And then it wound up with me being director of news and public affairs there.
All right. And you retired from that position and then joined the Oilers Entertainment Group, what was then known as Rexall Sports. Is that correct?
Yeah, they had reached out and sought some, for whatever reason, hey, stop, my skills in terms of trying to help get the arena deal across the goal line. So real special opportunity and to make an impact in the community and work with a great group of people. So signed up for that and then wasn't really looking around for anything, but the Priesters, who were buying the Saskatoon Blades, tapped me on the shoulder and said, how married are you to the Oilers? And they offered me a wonderful opportunity to go to Saskatoon, where I spent the last 6 years.
And now, are you still technically with the Blades organization, or what's going on there?
I think technically is a good way to put it. I'm still alternate governor, senior advisor, So there hasn't been really much to do during COVID, you know, and Colin Priestner has taken on the bulk of the duties there. You know, once we get out of COVID, I look forward to the day to go back to the Paris of the Prairies and make the rounds with some fans and corporate partners that we built great, great relationships with.
Now, so explain to us, so what exactly is your role now, Steve, with Hockey Edmonton?
general manager here. So I took over from Dean Hengel, who was heading off to hit the ski hills and the golf courses. And I'd come back to Edmonton, and we wanted to be a little closer to family and kids and grandkids. And I was just going to resume coaching in the mighty KC hockey organization, and stumbled across this opportunity with Hockey Edmonton. So one thing led to another. So landed here during a very unique time, and it's been great to work with the people here and all the teams and the volunteers and all the players that we serve. And but it really is a curious time to be taking on this role.
Yeah, and we'll go down that path here in a second. Just as an aside, and I think you know this, Dean Hengel was at the University of Alberta when I was the SID there. He actually went to my first and so far only wedding. We'll see if that continues if we get out of the pandemic. It's a challenge on a day-to-day basis, and you know me, so you can understand why it's remarkable that we've been able to keep it on the rails all these years. But Dean's a great guy. I'm glad to see he's out golfing and skiing, because I could have sworn he was doing that at the U of A 20 years ago as well. I'm just kidding, Dean. All right, so you fluked your way into this new role with Hockey Edmonton, Steve, and but it does come at a very challenging time. And I guess how much, you know, conversation do you have with the people at Hockey Alberta? Because really we're getting a lot of questions about, well, how does this all work? Who's allowed to play? Who's not allowed to play? What's happening? So what can you sort of educate our listeners here? You know, is there a cutoff in terms of age group? What is happening in terms of cohorts and that sort of thing? How does it all work right now with the province?
Sure. So first of all, in terms of working with the province, we work through Hockey Alberta, ourselves, Hockey Calgary, and the other organizations across the province report into Hockey Alberta. So we work with them, and they've been working with Alberta Health to try to weave our way through this pandemic. And things went a little sideways last week. So we had been in cohort hockey where, you know, largely two teams, because the max of people in the cohort was 50. So it'd be largely two teams. There was the occasional cohort with small roster sizes where you had three teams. But teams were playing each other in that cohort and sitting out for 2 weeks and then going on to play a new sister team. So we were working through the system and making it work. And players and parents and coaches and volunteers, everybody was grateful that we were playing, and it was going quite well. We were following these new protocols in terms of respecting the capacities at the rink that the city of Edmonton had put in. It was 25% maximum capacity to 100 people at the most. Social distancing, masks required, players only showing up a half hour before the games. Parents showing up just at game time. So all these different protocols we were respecting, and it was really helping us manage the numbers for the virus really effectively. Our cases were very small. The number of teams that got shut down was very small, and the number of games lost was very small. So we were quite happy with the way people were behaving and respecting the rules and following the rules, and the number of players and games lost to COVID was really manageable. So in the grand scheme of things, nobody wants to get the virus, but in the grand scheme of things, it was going quite well.
All right, and you can well imagine when the announcement got made that was basically being taken away. We got a fair amount of feedback, and you can text us at any time at 780-496-0063 on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. Steve, it probably wouldn't surprise you that there has been some exasperation from numerous people that are, and I'm no longer involved in it, right? Like, I don't have kids that are playing in developmental hockey and that sort of thing. Yes, we host the show, but the feedback I get from people that are involved on the coaching front and from the parental front is, look, we've gone out of our way to follow these guidelines, and they're kind of targeting us. And, you know, and maybe not necessarily focused on some other areas where, like, did you guys find that there was significant caseloads or cases as a result of COVID with you playing in these, you know, games with, you know, what'd you say, under 50, so you'd have two teams playing. Like you said, the case rates were very low. Were you a little bit surprised they shut it down?
Yeah, we heard from our players and our parents and our coaches, and they were angry and frustrated. And just let me put some context around that, because, you know, those numbers were really low. So we're doing a great job managing things. We are the first to acknowledge we're in a global pandemic, and we want to do everything within our power to get these numbers trending in the right direction so we can get back to life as normal as we all appreciate it. So what people were really angry and frustrated at is what they perceived to be a little bit of a double standard. We thought that there might be a broad crackdown to try to get control of this pandemic, but it seemed like they were cherry-picking areas. The problem is cherry-picking areas, and we didn't understand why. We've been trying to be in communication with them through Hockey Alberta and understand why. And the province acknowledges that the numbers haven't been very large in hockey, you know. So we're really puzzled and confused and a lot of angry people, as I mentioned. So we thought there would be a far broader hit in terms of the crackdown. And like I say, we want to do our part. We don't want to be treated any different than anybody else. But we're just baffled as to why it was employed the way it was.
So churches, as an example, can they still have up to 50 people come out?
The faith gatherings have been spared the brunt of things for sure.
Okay, so there's an illustration right there where some people might say, let's say you know, that's not your thing. You're probably and your kid's sitting there playing sports, and you're sitting there saying, well, wait a sec here, this is a little bit confusing. So this is acceptable in church, but not acceptable to play a sport. Kind of, I guess that's part of the, what sort of course of action is there any course of action, Steve, you guys can take with Hockey Edmonton or Hockey Alberta?
Well, Hockey Alberta is hopefully having a discussion with Alberta Health this afternoon. It's a tentative meeting where we're going to seek steps that we need to take to ensure that we can come back and play November 18th. And we want to do everything by the book, as we have been doing. We just want to ensure we can get to that next step, because obviously the concern is if these numbers keep on trending in the wrong direction, that this shutdown might be extended.
Yeah, well, and they're not going in the right direction. And we're going into a time of year where the family gatherings get bigger, and the weather's not going to be helping us, and everybody's going to be inside. It's going to be a challenge, to say the least. Steve, thanks for shedding some light on this. Again, this goes up to Junior A hockey. Is that right, in the province?
That's right. So DHA is accepted, and so our Junior Bs and Cs are shut down, and then everything on down to the Timbits guys.
Okay. Super stuff. Let's stay in touch, okay, Steve?
Sounds good. Thanks, Doc.
You bet. That is Steve Hogle with Hockey Edmonton, and still an alternate governor of the Saskatoon Blades of the Western Hockey League. Used to work with Steve over at back in the day at the Oilers Entertainment Group when Steve was with the organization at that time, as you heard it. He, along with Bob Black, were part of the group that sort of spearheaded the drive for the Downtown Entertainment Arena Complex, which was a political football, as I recall. At that time. All right. It is currently 1:17 in Edmonton. Again, you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, providing winning results for over 35 years. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. Tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan Escott, at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. We are going to have the Oilers prospect report coming up for James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. Brendan, I'm going to bring you into a conversation here, and I'm going to ask people what they think on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. What do you think of the fact that you're basically Junior B and below, all the way down to Timbits, are currently not allowed to play? What do you think, especially given the fact that there are other groups and organizations that can have upwards of 50 people, as an example, faith-related, that are allowed to continue down the path? Does that seem a little odd to you, or is it somewhat understandable? You tell me.
You know, there's This is such a tough one, Bob, because I feel like it's if I may say so, I feel like it's inevitable that we are going to get shut down greater than we are right now at some point. So I understand why there's a group of people, you know, frustrated saying, why aren't we being given the same privileges? I just don't think that that's going to be an argument for very much longer, because to me, it just seems, again, I say, like we're going to shut down everything at some point.
Well, you know. And maybe we've moved to a point in society where that's just kind of where we're going. You know what I'm saying? You watched The Social Dilemma, didn't you?
I did. That was eye-opening and alarming and definitely made you think.
Yeah, I would recommend that for all of our listeners out there right now. If you haven't had a chance to see it, you know, dwells obviously a lot into the impact of the tech giants, the monetization of such, the control that some of the various apparatuses have or seek to have, the influence that they seek to have. And I say that as a guy who obviously deploys Twitter. I never did Facebook or Instagram, in spite of the fact that I had individuals tell me you should be doing Facebook and Instagram. And I don't think that any of us thought it would end up going down the path that it's ultimately gone down over the years. But yeah, I highly recommend if you get a chance to see Social Dilemma on the Netflix or whatever, get after. All right. When we come back, we're going to play.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Some trivia and we're going to update you on some Oilers prospects. It is currently 1:20 at Edmonton, and you're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, I'm James Neal from the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
All right, 1:22 at Edmonton. We're going to bang off some quick texts on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. I ask you for your thoughts on the fact that the province has shut down minor hockey in large parts, of course, kept some faith-based organizations up and running. This text comes in saying, Bob, I thought hockey was a religion, at least in some markets. That one comes to us from Darcy. Again, you can text us at any time. Bob, it seems like the provincial government is just throwing crap at the wall and hoping it sticks. There's no reason for stopping the kids from playing hockey. Well, there are a lot of provincial governments that are going through major challenges right now across the country because rates are up all over Canada and, for that matter, North America and, for that fact, all over the world. And he says, Bob, you can sign the kids' sports petition. That one comes to us, and he's provided a link. This text comes in saying, Bob, how is closing my kids' sports teams now going to lower hospitalization? From the ages of 5 to 19, there's been 23 in hospital over 9 months. Every kid has to pass a health check, and they're in a sport cohort, so easy tracing if needed. If lockdowns are needed, shouldn't it be in areas that tracing could be difficult and vulnerable, and where the vulnerable may attend, like, say, casinos? Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, good to hear that you had Steve on the show. He's done a lot as a philanthropist. Really? Okay, I didn't know that, including the Salvation Army. Adam says, churches make you register, mask up, sanitize, and are very spread out. Most watch online. Shut the planet down for 2 weeks, says Adam. This texter says on our Ashley Pine Floors text line, frustrating isn't the word. It's getting silly at this point, and there's really no benefit to reasoning your way through any shutdown logic. Group fitness, all participants performing same workout. Group fitness classes canceled in some cities, while the same gyms can hold non-structured classes with the same number of customers if it isn't considered group fitness. So that's a range of some of the responses out there to what's currently going on. Here we go. Let's do this. Just before we go into trivia, and it's a tough one today for Greta, off to the Oilers Now prospect report for James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Trent Brown, probably the best Golden Bears football player to go in the CFL the last 30 years. Two-time CFL All-Star, won a great cup. Jim Brown and the gang at James H. Brown want you to stay safe and stay positive. Brendan, what you got?
All right, Dylan Holloway, the Wisconsin Badgers opened up the NCAA Division I campaign with a pair of wins over Notre Dame, in which Holloway scored a goal in each of those games. His goal Saturday night, in fact, was a heavy, accurate wrist shot. Really a highlight reel goal coming out from in behind the net and finding an angle. Evan Bouchard looking great in his last couple games in the Allsvenskan. He's got 5 goals and 14 points now in 18 games to this point with Södertälje. Raphael Lavoie climbed to 8 goals, 10 points in 14 games played with Väsby, which is not a particularly strong team in the Allsvenskan, but he is getting about 19 minutes per night, lots of power play time. He and Bouchard second and third in total scoring by Oilers properties, both of them behind Anton Slepyshev. Philip Broberg also playing in the SHL. Also, that's a step up from Sweden's second league. He has 5 points in 16 games.
2 Oilers Now trivia. It's brought to you daily by Greta. With 20 food truck street food items from around the world. Greta Bar, that's play, that's drink, that's eat. Oh, Brendan Escott, what are we playing for?
$50 worth of a gaming credit to Greta. All the arcade games at your disposal there, $50 towards them.
All right, how tough? Should I make this reasonably tough one today? What do you think? I thought our opening trivia question on Friday last week was so-so. This one's a little bit tougher, okay? Here we go. Who scored the last goal that Ralph Kruger witnessed as head coach of the Edmonton Oilers? So in Ralph Kruger's lone season, in the last game the Oilers played that year, they got 5 goals in the third period of that game, by the way. Who scored the final goal of that season for the Oilers in 2012-2013? 780-496-0063. No cheat, by the way. And you can text us at our Ashley Fine Floors text line, but you got to call in. You got to call in on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. One day I'll tell a story about this player. It just is hilarious. Oh, man. Reed Wilkins, you don't get a win. Reed Wilkins is coming up, by the way, at 135. When we come back, we'll tell you who scored the last goal of the 2012-2013 season, the last goal that Ralph Kruger witnessed an Edmonton Oiler player score when he was head coach of the team, but not before Global News Weather Traffic Update with Randy Kilburn.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.